This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Today, a Senate committee will consider two Biden appointees to the National Labor Relations Board. The full Senate is preparing to consider a Biden appointee as general counsel for the board. The National Labor Relations Board has 5 members, and it enforces federal laws that grant workers the right to form unions and collectively bargain. And the changes to the board could have a big effect on the labor landscape. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
If President Biden's picks are confirmed, the board will go from Republican control to Democratic control, and that could affect how the board interprets the law, says Harvard Law School's Benjamin Sachs.
They decide which workers are entitled to the protections of federal labor law and what exactly those protections look like.
The current board has tended to favor employers.
For example, the Trump NLRB ruled that workers don't have a right to use company email for the purposes of union organizing. That's a big deal.
A Democratic-controlled board could reverse that and also speed up the union election process, says Celine McNicholas with the Economic Policy Institute.
Standard timelines, preventing unnecessary litigation from occurring before an election actually is held, those would make real differences.
Almost 11% of workers belong to unions as of 2020, but in the private sector, the rate is just over 6%. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.